Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. Are you ready for your English to improve? Well, you definitely came to the right place. My name is Rebecca. Now, yesterday we started a lesson called Parting Company. We met Brad and Adam, who were having a conversation about how to go about laying someone off. This is never easy. It's never an easy thing to do. However, sometimes laying people off is necessary in order to keep the company profitable. Okay, friends, we are going to be continuing this lesson, and I want you to think about this question and try to answer it. What kind of conference did Adam attend? What kind of conference did Adam attend? Okay, friends, open up those magazines to today's lesson, and let's try to answer this question. Come on.
Parting Company. Conversation B.
Is Leslie Hamlin on your layoff list?
Yes. She is an okay artist, but nothing outstanding. When she is actually at work.
Maybe being laid off will be the wake-up call she needs to get her act together.
I hope so. We've given her every chance.
And she always has an excuse for everything.
Well, she is a single mother. That's a tough situation.
I know, but maybe a different job would be better for her.
Maybe. I'll talk to her Friday afternoon.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看的是 wake up call 这个名词。Wake up call 原本有旅馆叫醒服务的意思。例如 I asked for a wake up call at 6 a.m. to catch my flight home. 我请旅馆早上6点叫我起床去搭回家的班机。但是wake up call 在这里是一个抽象的意义，意思是指警钟、警示或者是当头棒喝。例如 the decrease in the GDP should be a wake up call for the government. 国民生产毛额的下降应该对政府而言是一名警钟。继续我们看 get one's act together 这个成语， act 在这里是指表演或表现，所以 get one's act together 是指全力以赴、振作起来或者是奋发图强。例如 after years of wandering around, Keith finally got his act together and found a decent job. 经过几年的飘荡， Keith 终于振作起来找了个像样的工作。或者是 Helen needs to get her act together if she wants to keep her job. Helen 如果想要保住她的工作，她得要振作起来。
Thank you so much, Michelle. All right, friends, let's continue this conversation between Adam and Brad.
Mm-hmm.
Should I continue being Brad today?
Oh, well, I think you should be Brad, and I would love to be Adam. I like my Adam voice.
Yes, it's very scary, Adam. Okay, well, let's continue with Brad's line here. I like his first line. He's a very curious employee, I think. He says, is Leslie Hamlin. Is Leslie Hamlin on your layoff list?
Were you about to say Hamlet?
I was going to say Hamilton.
Oh, Hamilton.
But yeah, it's Leslie Hamlin.
Leslie Hamlin. Adam responds, yes, she is an okay artist, but nothing outstanding when she is actually at work. So based upon that one sentence, I kind of get the feeling that maybe she skips work a lot.
Oh, that's how you read that sentence.
Well, isn't that how you read it?
No.
Oh.
Because that phrase, at work, it could mean you're at the office, you're at the place you need to be working. Or the phrase, at work, could also mean that you are working. So maybe the impression I got, Rebecca, is that maybe Leslie Hamlin is kind of lazy. So maybe she's at the office, but she spends most of her time checking Facebook or doing other things. And not working.
I would want to lay off an employee like that as well. Thank you for that clarification, Gabe. I think you might be on to something. Okay, so how does Brad respond to Adam?
Okay, Well, this is interesting. Brad says maybe being laid off will be the wake-up call she needs to get her act together.
Yes? Ring, ring. Hello. Hello. Hi. Is this? Yeah.
No. No, 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 Rebecca.
What's wrong, Gabe? No. Wake-up call.
Yes. Well, you forgot to say wake up.
Oh, yeah. It's time to wake up. Good morning.
No, no, no. Still, it's wrong. No.
You know, like when you're at the hotel and you ask for a wake-up call at 1:30 in the morning?
Yes. Also called a morning call.
Yeah.
Now, our lesson uses the phrase wake-up call, but it doesn't mean that.
Oh.
But the idea is similar, okay? So, the idea is that if you have a wake-up call, that is something that makes you realize that you need to change in some way. Sometimes we get used to doing something a certain way and we get comfortable even though it's the wrong thing to do or the wrong way to do it. Sometimes we need a wake-up call.
Oh, I see. So in other words, what you're saying is if they lay off Leslie, this could be the very thing that wakes her up and makes her realize that she needs to change, that something different needs to happen in her life.
And actually, the phrase our lesson uses is that it's a wake-up call that makes her realize that she needs to get her act together.
Hmm.
Okay, so actually, before we continue on from wake-up call, I have an example.
Go for it.
So when my friend left, it was a wake-up call. I relied on him for everything. So when he left, I realized, oh, no. That was an unhealthy relationship. I shouldn't have relied on my friend for everything. It was a wake-up call when he left.
Well, I'm glad that you finally had that wake-up call, Gabe. Well, speaking of wake-up call, let's get back to our lesson. And, of course, Brad was saying that maybe this wake-up call, well, this will be a wake-up call that she, referring to Leslie, needs to get her act together. And, of course, if you get your act together, this just means that you basically get your life back together, you're more effective, you start doing things in a more efficient way.
Exactly. Maybe you're doing a group project for school or work, and somebody's checking their cell phone all the time. Somebody else is just sitting there quietly, not doing anything. You just need to get your act together so that you can finish the project effectively and in a good time, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, Adam responds by saying, I hope so. We've given her every chance.
So I get the impression that she has had many opportunities to improve or prove that she can do it. If someone gives you every chance, that means they've given you many opportunities.
Well, it seems like she has an excuse for everything. She is a single mom, and that is a very difficult situation, I would say.
Yes.
But maybe a different job would be better for her.
Well, friends, we do have more to learn, but right now it's time for the SC Challenge.
Hey everyone, I know you're so excited because it's SC Challenge time. And right here, I found a very special player. What's your name?
Hi, my name's Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. And how long have you worked here at ORTV?
I've been here for 3.5 weeks now.
3.5 weeks, and you're an intern, so you're just here for a short period of time, right?
Yes, that's correct.
And where are you from?
I'm from Seattle, Washington.
Okay. Are you ready for the SE Challenge?
I'm as ready as I'll ever be.
So we have a few questions for you. Let's imagine for just a moment that you are the boss of a company. You have your own company, and you notice that some of the workers aren't really working as hard as they should. How would you dismiss someone from your company? What would you do?
It's kind of hard, isn't it?
Yeah, this is hard because these workers from the company have, they all have their probably their own families, their people they have to support. Maybe it's just themselves, but maybe it's their family. So I think you have to take into great consideration the situation they're in. Maybe they're in a very stressful time in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe like I would evaluate for a couple more like weeks to see how they're doing. Maybe ask some other employees who are close to them if anything's up, if there's a reason why they're not really doing what they're doing. And then if there's no reason, if I don't know, maybe like call them in for a meeting and like see what's happening. And then if if all else fails and they're just not productive, I'd be like, probably just call them and be like, hey, I'm sorry, but you have to go.
Michelle, that sounds like a great answer. It looks like you're on your way to being a good boss.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Sometime in the future. Okay, here's my question for you. If you had to choose between firing or dismissing me or Rebecca, who would you dismiss?
What kind of question is that? You would dismiss Gabe, of course, right?
Well, hold on. Don't put words into her mouth, Rebecca. Give us your honest answer, Michelle.
That's such a mean question.
It's not a mean question.
I mean, maybe I'd evaluate for the next 2.5 weeks that I'm here on who is able to prove to me that they are the better employee. I mean, this morning, Rebecca actually gave me a packet of tea.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was so great. She was coming to do her work, but then she took the time to have conversation with me.
And we're having a great conversation with you right now. We're having a good time.
Wait. I just have to point one thing out, Michelle. When you're doing your evaluating, I'm usually really on time.
Uh-huh.
And Gabe isn't.
Right.
No. Has that been a reoccurring problem?
That's not a big problem at all. Friends, we've enjoyed Michelle's answers so much today. She's going to be a wonderful boss someday in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Remember my words. Yeah.
Can't wait to work for you.
Yeah. And we'll see you next time for the SP Challenge.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Studio Classroom. Of course, we're in the middle of a very difficult conversation. Of course, it's never easy to have to let someone go from their company or to lay someone off. And, of course, Brad and Adam are in the middle of this very difficult conversation about whether or not they should let Leslie Hamlin go. That is, if they should fire her. Well, friends, we still have more to learn. So what are we waiting for? Let's continue with our lesson.
Parting Company. Conversation C.
I'll talk to her with you. You don't know how she'll react.
I know she'll be emotional, but I'll do my best to be kind but firm.
I know you will. You're experienced at this.
Well, I'm glad I went to that management conference last year on laying people off.
I'm sure that helped. And I do have sympathy for her.
So do I. But we have to do what's best for the company and for her.
Alright, 接下来我们看的是 conference 这个名词。Conference 是指研讨会或者是专题讨论会。例如 ,the conference on early childhood education will be held in Denver in March. 这个幼教研讨会会在3月份与丹佛举行。Conference 和 meeting 都是会议。不同之处是 conference 可以专门只针对某个议题，而且一般来说持续时间比较久，而且与会的人数也比较多的正式的会议。所以我们看的是 sympathy 这个不可数名词， S-Y-M 这个字首是指相同的意思，所以 sympathy 是指同情或理解。如果要说明对什么的同情或理解的话，是用 for 这个介系词。例如 please express our sympathy for her loss， 请替我们向她表达慰问之意，或者是 I don't have much sympathy for this guy， I think he should be punished for what he did。我并不同情这个人，我认为他本来就应该为自己的行为受到惩罚。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you so much, Michelle. All right, let's see who else is going to get fired today.
Gabe, you seem way too happy about that.
Well, I think that Brad is actually a little bit happy about it. Well, I don't know for sure, but he just seems really curious about what's going to happen with his boss, Adam. Okay. Now, Brad says, I'll talk to her with you. you don't know how she'll react. Okay, so of course they're talking about Leslie Hamlin, and Adam may need to lay her off or fire her. He may need to let her go for different reasons, and maybe it's better if Brad joins Adam. Maybe it'll make it easier to have that conversation.
Well, Adam responds by saying, I know she'll be emotional, but I'll do my best to be kind but firm. Well, let's pause for just a moment and talk about this phrase, to do one's best to do something. Gabe, this actually reminded me of another example sentence as to how to use this phrase.
That's great, because that's what we do here at Studio Classroom. We come up with example sentences for the points that we want to teach. Go ahead.
I will do my best to provide an excellent example sentence.
That's great.
Right here. Actually, Gabe, I had you in mind.
Me?
Yes, when I came up with this example sentence. This is you right now. Rebecca, I will do my best to arrive on time tomorrow morning.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Very good. That's great, Rebecca. Here's my example sentence. Gabe, I will do my best to enjoy that cup of coffee that you prepared for me, even though I love tea more. That's pretty good, right?
Gabe, excellent. I'm speechless. But I do have another example sentence. I will do my best to not drink that cup of coffee.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, friends, there you have it. We have some examples for you. Now create your own sentences using this sentence pattern. Do your best to do something. I'm going to do my best not to let Rebecca's rejection of my cup of coffee make me sad.
Excellent.
We need to continue here. I'll do my best to be kind but firm. Mm-hmm. Be kind but firm. Hey, that reminds me of a phrase from the Bible. Speak the truth in love. That's actually a good phrase to know. If you need to confront somebody, if there's something you need to talk about, it might be hard for the other person to listen to it. Maybe they did something wrong. So you need to speak the truth, but do it in love.
You know, when you see someone who does something wrong, it's not always easy to confront that person. As a matter of fact, it can be very difficult. And sometimes what people tend to do is gossip about that person because they don't want to confront someone. However, we definitely think that it's much better if you speak the truth in love to someone, because then they might actually end up changing for the better.
Mm-hmm. So our boss, Adam, here, he says, I'll do my best to be kind but firm. You notice, kind, that's the nicer thing, right? Kind comes before firm in that sentence. In this sentence, speak the truth in love. Truth, sometimes truth is hard to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Speak it in love. So you end it with that nice idea, right? Either way, you need to tell the people the truth, but do it in a nice, kind, loving way.
And of course, Adam did say that he will do his best to be kind but firm. And Gabe, how does Brad respond?
I know you will. You're experienced at this.
And Adam responds by saying, well, I'm glad I went to that management conference last year on laying people off.
Rebecca, that sounds so depressing. He went to a whole conference about laying people off. You're fired!
Hey, that's the answer to the question I asked earlier.
Oh.
Adam went to a conference about laying people off.
And sometimes laying someone off is what is best for the company. That's Adam's last line. We have to do what's best for the company and for her. So laying her off might not be good only for the company, but it also might be doing her a favor as well. Maybe it's the wake-up call that she needs, remember?
That's right, because maybe there is a better job for her. Well, earlier, just a line above this last line, Brad says, and I do have sympathy for her. Well, right now, the guys have something that they want to say about sympathy. So, what are we waiting for? Let's go to the info cloud.
The ancient Greek word pathos means feeling and suffering. Today in English, pathos refers to a dramatic device used in speeches, books, and movies intended to cause pity or sorrow. It's used by authors and scriptwriters when they want to tug at our heartstrings.
Most often, though, we see pathos at the root of English words like sympathy. The S-Y-M prefix means together. Combined with the pathos root, we get a word meaning to feel what another person feels.
You know, some people are just not able to sympathize with others.
That's true, which leads us to our next word, apathy. The A prefix means without. Add that to the pathos root and we get a word meaning without feeling.
People who don't care about, say, a whimpering dog lying on the side of the road after having been hit by a car can be described as apathetic. That is, their hearts are not moved by the suffering animal. They're unfeeling, unsympathetic.
And cold-hearted. Okay, when we take away apathetic's A prefix, we get the word pathetic, which describes a situation or a person marked by suffering and sorrow. The bedridden child was a very pathetic sight.
Pathos 源自希腊文，表示情感，一篇生动、能够打动人心、有感染力的文章或演说，往往是因为它有 pathos， 那是一个能够引起怜悯的因素。我们今天来看几个用 pathos 作为字根的单字，一个是 sympathy， 字首 S-Y-M 表示一起 ，sympathy 一起的情感，就是同情心的意思。另一个字呢是 apathy， 字首 A 表示没有 ，apathy 没有情感，表示冷漠无情。它的形容词是 apathetic。如果你看到一只被车子撞伤的狗躺在路边，你无动于衷，你就是 apathetic。最后把 apathetic 前面的 A 拿掉，剩下的形容词 pathetic 就是可怜的，引起怜悯的意思。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
All right, friends, managers and bosses, anybody who has to have a difficult conversation, remember to speak the truth in love.
That's right. Well, thank you for joining us today, and we'll see you next time right here on Studio Classroom.